Right now, you'll find Pat Pagano in the Weather Center, shivering. Hey, Pat.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Pat.
I'm not shivering.
No. Driving into work this morning with a snow flurry, and I left my house, and it was 41, and I got to the station, it was 38.
It's March.
It's March, all right. It looks like March is going to come in like a lion and leave like a...
No, March came in like a lamb.
Came in like a lamb, pardon me. It's going to leave like a lion.
I guess you could call it that. I mean, it's really not all that bad when you consider the flooding in Tennessee and the loss of life in Alabama and Georgia and places like that. We're very, very fortunate. And in spite of the wind, it'll be sunny today. There's a wind advisory out till 8 p.m. for Connecticut, 4 p.m. for the Berkshires and the Catskills. And we'll have wind gusts today, 40 to 50 miles an hour. The highs will be in the mid-50s. Tonight, you'll be around 30. It'll be clear. But tomorrow, nice day, sunny, low 60s. Then clouding up with showers coming in sometime Wednesday afternoon, about 60. Thursday, showers and or wet snow showers will end. It'll be windy in the 40s. And Good Friday, we'll have partly to mostly sunny skies with a cold wind. And the highs on Good Friday will be in the 40s. Over the Easter weekend, we'll be back into the 50s.
So then on the first day of April, what's the weather?
Some rain and or wet snow showers.
All right. So March will go out kind of like a lion. Maybe an old lion.
Yeah. Right. Nothing terrible. First of all, how did your shot go, your second shot?
Second shot went good. It definitely the pain in the arm was much deeper than the first one.
I totally agree.
And it was like my brother gave me a noogie again. You know how you used to hit somebody with your knuckle out?
Yes.
In the arm? It was like the worst noogie in the world. Yep. But other than that, it went okay. It went okay. It went fine.
Yep, me too. Our guy who does the directing of our movies, he got the second shot over the weekend. And he had absolutely no sensitivity at all in his arm. But he told me that he ran a very slight fever the day after and absolutely no energy at all and a headache. So, see, it really does depend on the person. The only thing I had was, like you, soreness in the arm. Now, this morning it's still sore, but it's not nearly as bad as it was. I had my vaccination Saturday right around lunchtime. Saturday night when I tried to sleep, I was up all night long. My arm was killing me. I would get up, I'd sit in a chair, then I'd go back, lay down, and it was just killing me. But I managed to get to church yesterday and see all the people that don't normally come to church all year round, but show up on Palm Sunday, Ash Wednesday, and Christmas and Easter. Church was crowded for that point, but I managed to get to the church. I went out, got myself breakfast, and did everything I had to do. And I also watched a movie yesterday. I don't know if you would probably enjoy it. It was called The Age of Dragons. It wasn't a new movie, but I found that on Amazon Prime, The Age of Dragons. I thought that was good. And I have to inform you that you didn't see King Kong vs. Godzilla because I told you it's not being released on HBO Max until the 31st.
And I sent a message to HBO saying, with a link to the article, okay?
Right.
So I said, I pay extra for HBO Max. I saw this article in the newspapers. I said, not just one place. I sent a couple different articles. Why do I have to wait till the 26th? I sent that out on Saturday morning. Yesterday afternoon, I got an email back that an errant press release was sent out a long time ago, and nobody ever, I guess it didn't get printed until this past week, and they apologized.
So, they better apologize because that's their responsibility to have anything that's released should be up to date.
Yeah.
That's what you pay for.
And they're only releasing it streaming. You can't buy it yet. You can only stream it, rent it.
On HBO Max?
Yeah. when
no, if you, I think if you have HBO Max, it's free.
I know. I'm not sure that that first run movies when they're streaming are. Maybe it is free. Hopefully, it is free.
I think it is. I'm not sure, because if it isn't, I will probably drop HBO Max because my cable company is charging me more for it.
Yeah. Well,
it's not part of my baggage.
Yeah, so I hope it's free, because it's free where you can watch it streaming, and if you like it, then when it comes out, you buy it. But that's why I hope it's free. I hope it's free. So we'll see. We'll see. I don't trust these companies anymore.
So I'm asking Google right now. You can rent or buy that film on Apple TV, Amazon Video, YouTube, Fandango, and other services. Okay. How to watch Godzilla? It says, will HBO Max be free? Charter customers that currently have an active subscription can get HBO Max for free, but doesn't say anything about Godzilla versus King Kong. It says HBO, how to watch it on HBO Max, releasing around midnight. Underway, taking longer than Skull Island. Now coming, the hybrid release. Releasing day and date to all users without a surcharge.
All right, well, good. All right.
While it's not the first movie to do this, Wonder Woman 1984 beat it to the punch, blah, 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 blah. So there will not be a surcharge for anybody who has HBO Max.
All right. Good. All right.
There you go.
Oh, I won't stay up for midnight to watch it, I tell you that.
No, you won't.
No, I'll watch it. I'll watch
you
it
will?
When I can enjoy it.
You will?
I won't. No, I won't watch it every night.
Oh, I was going to say, you can't sit to midnight. It won't be open until 2 a.m. in the morning.
You know,
and then you have to come in.
It's like, you know, I'm not one of those people when it's Christmas. You're not going to find me on Thanksgiving banging. It's, I don't rush to do the first of anything. I just don't. There's no sense in rushing to get there first.
Right, right. I totally agree. I mean, all in good time, you will see it. But that was the only movie I saw. There was a series I was watching on Netflix. I can't remember the name. It starts, I don't know if it's called Black Horse or Black Street or something like that. And it's been really, really good. I watched all of season one, went to season two. And, of course, they concluded season one, and you found out who killed the little boy. But now, of course, it was such a hit, they want to do season two. So now they're kind of stringing it along, and the person who admitted to the killing to the police originally, when he gets to court, he said he's not guilty. So that's how season two is starting.
Right.
So now he's pleading not guilty, and they're trying to point the finger at somebody else.
All right. Now, I watched the first episode of Disney's Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Which is a movie that is, if you followed the Avengers at all, there was a blip where millions of people were killed and then brought back, and some didn't make it back. And, of course, Captain America decided to stay back in time with the woman that he never got that first date with. So the Falcon and the Winter Soldier is basically what life is like after Captain America. And they introduced a new Captain America, which is very hard to do, and I don't. And so far, I don't like the new Captain America.
Oh, okay.
But the Falcon and the Snowman. So I'm hoping that either the new Captain America turns out to be a dud and he doesn't belong there, or that he gets better, because I didn't really like the new Captain America. Yeah, but then again, that's because I was used to watching the Avengers, and I as a kid, the comic books. You know, I'm tied into the Avengers and stuff like that. So that's the new series that I watched. I watched the Mandalorian is all wrapped up. That won't be back for another 2 years. It's going to take a year off for that. So that's what I watched this weekend. And I watched. For some reason, I'm hooked on this major crime show, which I never watched my entire life. For some reason, I'm hooked on that. For some reason, I don't know why. But, hey, We made it through the weekend, Pat, and we've got another week ahead of us.
Yep, there's no doubt about it. And this is it. We'll wave bye-bye to March on Wednesday.
And I won't force you to sing Danny Boy, by the way.
Okay. No, please. No.
I like the governor. Yeah. All right, Pat, I'll speak with you tomorrow.
All righty, bye, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning with a check on our tri-state forecast.